the American Ag Network. Good morning. I'm Rusty Halverson. Here's what's happening in agriculture. This past year's harsh winter hitting U.S. honeybees hard with the highest loss rate yet, according to an annual survey of beekeepers. The annual nationwide survey by the Bee Inform Partnership found over 37% of honeybee colonies died this past winter, nearly 9 percentage points higher than the average winter loss. Beekeepers had been seeing fewer winter colony losses in recent years until now, according to the survey. Year-to-year bee colony losses, which include calculations for summer, were over 40%. That's higher than normal, but not a record high, according to the survey. Pollinator Week is coming to a close. Kirsten Rall files this report.
The week is essential to pollinator awareness, but protecting them goes beyond just this week. Farmers in particular can have a huge impact on pollinator populations. According to Stephanie Darnell, seed treatment and stewardship manager for BASF,
very important to have this interaction where the agriculture and the pollinators can live and thrive.
Without pollinators, it could mean some serious business.
If we were to have a decline in our pollinators or have pollinators go extinct, that would definitely impact our food system.
Farmers and ranchers can have a huge impact on the survival of the different types of pollinators.
So one of the main things that we would encourage is to always read and follow the label directions. You'll be able to find statements in there, especially if it's an insecticide, that provides guidance on not spraying when foragers, such as honeybees, are out foraging on flowering plants. Or it may be to reduce the weed population within their field, which would cut down on that available forage that may be sprayed or oversprayed during application.
Reporting for the American Ag Network, I'm Kirsten Rall.
More in a minute on the American Ag Network.
Soybean growers are going all in on Ingenia herbicide. Now BASF is going all in on Ingenia growers. We're so confident in the performance of this solution, we're now backing it with the Ingenia herbicide weed control guarantee so you can have true peace of mind. And you can tap into our expanded Grow Smart Rewards program and get cash back. Go all in today at IngeniaHerbicide.com. Grow Smart with BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
Did you know you can listen to the latest podcast of Adams on Agriculture or hear the top news and week in review from the American Ag Network on your Amazon Alexa?
Play my flash briefing.
Use the Alexa app to search for the podcast you want to play. Search for Adams on Agriculture to learn about the issues affecting agriculture each weekday.
Welcome to Adams on Agriculture.
Or you can search for the American Ag Network.
This is the American Ag Network Week in Review. I'm Sabrina Hill.
Stay up to date on agriculture with the sound of your voice on your Amazon device. The U.S. government considers feral hogs a top threat to the U.S. pork industry and now will pony up $75 million to help eradicate them. USDA plans to fund pilot programs with landowners in states across the U.S. South where wild hogs are most numerous and damaging. Programs will include USDA's own swine removal efforts and federal financial backing for landowners' own hog eradication projects. With African swine fever spreading across Asia, the U.S. pork industry is on high alert against any potential path for diseases to spread into the U.S., including wild animal populations. This is the American Ag Network.